This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available if at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
888-957-9570. Next, we're going to go to Mike in San Jose. Hi, Mike. Thanks for calling. What are you doing?
Hey, guys. Good afternoon. I never thought I'd be doing this, but I want to take a minute and just defend Draymond Green. Now, last night I was going off during the game in my group chat on him. I thought he didn't really need to flail as much as he did, and now we're in a bad spot with his texts. But, you know, that being said, it wasn't that bad of a flail. And just last week, you know, during the Rocket series, when Steph Curry was being abused game in, game out, and Jimmy Butler was getting x-rays, the NBA was celebrating the physicality of the playoffs, and there's a lot of propaganda about physicality that we were seeing on TV. And all of a sudden in this series, that's no longer the case, and they're going to review this and give Draymond a tech? Like, in the Rocket series, if you remember, Dylan Brooks got fouled and then, you know, lost control and spear-tackled GP2 under the basket. Nothing happened there. And then Amen Thompson was also, you know, I guess pushed a little bit and lost control, and that's why he upended Jimmy Butler and sent him to get x-rays, and he got a slap on the wrist for that. So I don't really think Draymond's incident last night was really should have been called to even be reviewed, let alone concluded to be a tech. And lastly, I just want to say Draymond looked kind of emotional at the end of the game.
Yep.
In his interview. And while I just want to say it's easy for us looking in to be like, oh, come on, like, don't lose your cool. The team really needs you. But when something is personally directed at, you know, us, it's easier said than done to not take something personal. And it's obviously getting to him.
No doubt. And Mike, I don't know how many people, and thank you for the call. I don't know how many people know there were two fans ejected from the basketball game last night. One seemingly actually was taken care of by security. The other one, it was actually other fans around him that reported that all kinds of discriminatory and racial things were being thrown at Draymond Green, especially while he was, there's that video of while he was on the exercise bike.
Yep.
And so Dibs and I both agree on this, and we'll have a conversation about it a little bit later. But if you heard Draymond after the game and what he said, I just think there's two different things going on here at the same time. And if the frustration is boiled over because of inappropriate racist behavior in the stands, and the fact that who Draymond is as a basketball player has probably led that to that in every arena he visits all year long, I cannot imagine. And I would never, ever expect someone to act with decorum in ridiculous situations like that. And if that's what's bubbling over for Draymond, I feel for him. I get it. And it's beyond unfortunate and unacceptable. If he's bubbling over about the refs, I don't know what to say other than that you've built this castle and now you have to live in it. You know what I mean? Like what he's saying about the technical foul with Draymond Green, and he's comparing it to other players who've done other things. Here's what I'd say. Let's say you're a meter maid, okay? And you're patrolling around all the area of the parked cars, and you come up upon a car and the meter has just expired a couple of minutes ago. You're going to write that person a ticket, right? And then the next car over is in an expired meter, and there's six other parking tickets already sitting on the window. Are we going to treat both cars the exact same way?
No.
No.
One of them gets booted.
Yeah, exactly. So if Draymond has a specific act that he keeps doing, let's just be real. He keeps doing this. If you touch his arm, he flails it and hits you in the neck. Like, I'm sorry. They're going to try to send you the message to stop doing that.
Right.
And he hasn't gotten the message yet.
Right. And, looking at the rules, a technical can be issued for anything that is, physical contact when the ball is alive, and also something that is, deemed to be unnecessary. It doesn't have to be a flagrant. It can be with, something that the official deems, in his opinion, is detrimental to the game. And when you get fouled and your arms go up and one of your arms goes out into the face of Naz Reid and they think that that's detrimental to the game, well, that's a tech. And another reason why you could get a tech is for use of profanity. And Steiny mentioned this earlier where he runs up to a ref and he's basically screaming at the ref, that's F and BS. And then he finds the other ref and does the exact same thing. Those can be technicals, yeah, like garden variety, but they weren't. And so Draymond Green, the player, and I'm putting aside what happened to him on the bike, because as I mentioned to you and the guys during the crossover, I have no idea. I can never even begin to fathom what that's like to have somebody use that language to you based on how you look. Like, you and I have a certain level of privilege that, we can be apologetic for it. We can and be guilty for it, and all that is fine and good, but you and I will never understand what it's like to walk a mile in Guru shoes, Bonte, Draymond Green, so many other people. I have no idea what that is like, let alone like everyday life. So, Draymond Green, for me, you get all of the grace in the world if, when he said what he said in the post game about how he's sick and tired of being portrayed as an angry black man and this and that. And, I hope that he doesn't think that we, the media, are a part of it. But, I don't know.
I can promise you.
Of course, yeah. But I don't know what to say about that.
By the way, for people who have not heard what Dibs is referencing, this is from Anthony Slater's Twitter. He was one of the reporters, along with Ron Krojcik, that were right in front of Draymond when he told them, he's like, I really just have one message that I want to get across tonight. This is what it was.
You look like the angry black man. I'm not an angry black man. I'm a very successful, educated black man with a great family. And I'm great at basketball. I'm great at what I do. The agenda to try to keep making me look like an angry black man is crazy. I'm sick of it. It's ridiculous.
And then he walked off. And listen, I'm not going to act like any of these players we talk about. I'm not going to act like I know them. We do get the opportunity at times to be around them. This was actually years ago. This was even prior to being at 95.7 The Game, right when I arrived back home here in San Francisco, was given the opportunity to tour Chase Center. And Draymond Green was in the group that was touring Chase Center. It was like just getting ready to open. And we all put hard hats on and we went into Chase Center, and Draymond and his lovely wife were there. This is one of the few experiences I've had where it was like not in a sports talk forum, where I was able to actually be in the presence of Draymond Green. And I'll just tell you, so that doesn't mean I know him by any stretch of the imagination. But what it does mean is I can tell you this. You would probably be very surprised if you ever got the chance to interact with Draymond Green. This is a respectful look you in the eye, no matter who you are, and speak to you like you're another human being type person. That's who he was that day to me. There's also something floating around social media today that was in TikTok form, that was a compilation of Draymond Green interacting with referees, opponents, fans, and media members, like before games and as they were about to start, teammates too, and it would warm your heart. You should go seek it out and go watch it, because there's a reason that Draymond Green kind of ignites everybody so much, because he does compete sometimes too hard. But if what we're going to boil this down to is kind of like who he is, those fouls are not who he is. And it's why so much of the league in their spare time actually tells all of us that they love him. I think that's why he's boiling over a little bit. The on-court stuff, dude, there's nothing anybody can do about it. You play the way you play.
Right.
But he's not that person 24 hours a day.
Right. And nor is he, or should anyone be subject to the kind of verbal
Correct.
Assaults that he's getting. And so I think that that's partly why he said what he said in the post game, because the notion among other fans, and certainly even fans in our own Golden State Warrior fan base, they don't know Draymond Green. How could we know Draymond? We don't know any of these guys, honestly. We see what we see, we hear what we hear, and we make our judgments based on that. And if fans in Minnesota are choosing to, you know, go about berating him with racial epithets, well, that's disgusting. And I'm glad those fans got ejected, and hopefully they're banned from going to Minnesota Timberwolves games. And if you're Draymond, it's got to be incredibly frustrating to where no matter where you go, based on what the perception is of you as yep. a player, that now spills over into you as a person.
Well, here's one thing that occurred to me, and we're going to get back to the calls in just a sec. Stay right where you are. We'll keep talking about last night's game. But this kind of occurred to me last year when the suspension happened, and everyone was like, anger management, anger management, anger management. Okay. If Draymond Green needed anger management courses, don't you think that, like, I don't know, once in his life ever, there'd be a story of something bubbling over off the court? People who have anger management issues don't reserve it for three nights a week at 7 o'clock.
Yep.
There has never...
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Been anything. Nothing. There's been literally next to
right.
nothing with regard to, I know there was a bar in Michigan and
that's right.
somebody yelled
he
at somebody.
Slapped a Michigan State football player yes. in a bar.
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
So
does that qualify for somebody who needs anger management?
Well, it's not great, but that's one time
right.
in a 15-year public career. Like, I don't see how this person is, as he puts it, being portrayed as the angry black man, but
right.
no one's ever seen him do anything angry except for on a basketball court.
Charles Barkley threw somebody through a bar window, and we all thought that it was hilarious. And I know it was a different era, but nobody...
Well, it's also Charles. That Charles has that
right.
personality.
But
that,
I also don't yep. think that anybody at the time was like, anger management!
Right.
You know, you need to go get help. So
right.
we pick and choose how we want to perceive and judge these athletes. I think that you're right to say it's two different things. For me, the on-court Draymond Green flailing of the arms and, you know, continuing to find his way into trouble, quote unquote, on the court, it's going to put his team into a spot, and we've seen it before. The other stuff, my heart goes out to him because I honestly, Mark, I have no idea what it is like. I will never know. You and I have talked about this at length about, you know, white privilege and how, you know, it's something that we honestly have to like step away from when it comes to these things.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.